Hi there, welcome to your early Elizabethan England revision, and this is podcast number 8, and we're going to be looking at the Catholic challenge at home and abroad. So during Elizabeth's reign, the Catholic Church became more and more hostile towards Elizabeth's rule. And the more she changed, the more hostile the Catholic Church became. So, if we think about what happened at home, we see more and more hostility, and then we see the Pope instructing English Catholics not to attend Church of England services. And if we think about the threat at home, one third of English nobility and a large part of the gentry are something called recusants. And recusants, they are people who practice the Catholic religion in secret. Now, to start with, Elizabeth didn't really bash down on the recusants because she didn't want to turn them into martyrs, people who were prepared to die for their faith. So to start with, she turned a bit of a blind eye, but you couldn't continue doing that. So if we talk about how much of a threat these recusants are, so if we think about one third of those major landowners were recusants, and they were mainly in the north, furthest away from London. And these Catholic traditional noble families were families that had gone on and done fabulously under Mary Tudor, her sister. And they were very traditional and very powerful. They had a lot of land, they had a lot of sway. And they didn't like it when Elizabeth changed the Privy Council and some of them lost their cushy positions and weren't listened to as much. Now, if we think about some examples of noble Catholic families, the Nevilles and the Percys are ones that you might talk about. Now, they didn't like the new favourites. An example of the new favourite is Sir William Cecil, who we know was Elizabeth's Secretary of State, and the Earl of Leicester, who they viewed as Protestant upstarts that shouldn't be in the positions they are. So the nobles in the north were very influential, and they would have been a threat if they decided to initiate a rebellion. And we know that they did in the north, and we'll look at that in another episode. Now, that threat to Elizabeth from Catholics increased when the Pope said basically the Catholics were not to attend Church of England services, and that gave the powerful religious nobles a reason to rebel. So when we're looking at the Catholic challenge at home, it is quite considerable. And that's mainly because there's a big chunk of the people in England who are recusants, people not practicing the Catholic religion in secret, and they were very powerful people. Okay, now it's time for your 5 questions, so go and get your piece of paper. So the first thing is, what did the Pope instruct English Catholics not to do? So what did the Pope instruct English Catholics not to do? That's question number 1. Question number 2, what do I mean by a recusant? Question number 2, what do I mean by a recusant? Question number 3, there were quite a few nobles who were recusants. What proportion of the country were recusants? That's question number 3. Question number 4, can you give me an example or examples of some traditional powerful Catholic noble families that didn't like the new way? So question number 4, could you give me an example of some traditional noble families? And question number 5 is something that we've not talked about, but you'll probably get a load of these recusants were in the north, and that would finally see a revolt. What was the name of the revolt that started off in the north in 1569? Well done. That is you revised the Catholic challenge at home. That's podcast number 8. Bye.